Blog Talk Radio.
And during the few moments that we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
Done seeing one hell of a Yankees game. I'm actually in a hotel, really, in Maryland. My roommate is going out to the bar because he can actually think they can pick up a lady. Holy freaking frack. I'm glad Sonny Gray won tonight. Hello, Granny Hulkster.
Well, hello, B-Train.
Dearest, the show title speaks for itself. Tonight, you and I are not only going to continue our discussion about SmackDown Live earlier today, but my show is, and I'm going to make this very clear, Granny's going to make it clear in her own way to divulge to the fans. Our show, ladies and gentlemen, Off the Rails Uncensored and Wrestle Radio included, does not, and I repeat, does not entail communism or anything referring to politics. This is a fucking wrestling podcast. Let me put it in plain and bold, highlighted headline for you, so that you all can understand. I got a phone call, this young idiot. I don't know what's wrong with the millennial generation, some of you, not all of you. But my show, in any way, shape, or form, is not political. Now, all jokes aside, folks, because that phone call, even Granny stopped and thought, excuse me? Did you really just call him a communist? You know, anyways, folks, let's get this party started. Granny, I'm going to give a little intro. SmackDown Live review part two, ladies and germs, giblets, whatever. Hold tight. Granny came in a little late. You know, she wished she could have seen Ronnie Nicole. We had a little time mix-up. Granny, I want to know your thoughts on the main frame subject, Ellsworth versus Asuka. Wasn't it beautiful to see the women just unify?
Yes, it was. It really was. Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, I'm sorry, because
I'm here.
It's saying that my episode ended. What the crap? Oh, hang on. That's from a previous one. Hang on a minute. There we go. I was like, I have an hour and 53 minutes left. Holy crap. Yes, it was a beautiful thing to see even Peyton Royce and Billy Kay giving the look of nope.
Ellsworth, whatever. I mean, I really just hope that Asuka puts him in his place at Extreme Rules. I mean, I really do. And I think she will.
I think she will, too, because here's the thing, folks. If, in fact, Ellsworth does somehow get out of the cage on Sunday, it'll be a miracle because it's going to be in the shark cage. You know, Jericho's been suspended above that. I believe it was at, yeah. That match was at Survivor Series, and Enzo, you know, he was suspended above a shark cage, even though like it's sad what happened to Enzo, but at the same time you get what you pay for and you get what you reap what you sow. And Granny Hulkster can tell you, Ellsworth, I'm just gonna say it. This fucker ruins a lot of good good historical matches. Like, for example, folks, when he arrived on the scene, yeah, he beat AJ Styles, which is embarrassing, but you know, it is what it is. Then he sticks his nose where it doesn't belong in the Money in the Bank ladder match in 2017. If anybody should get their ass kicked, it should be Ellsworth, because Asuka should be champion right now. He should be, and you know, leading. She should be the leading woman right now on SmackDown Live, is what I'm trying to tell you, folks. And Granny, I believe you agree with me, because Ellsworth ruined. He ruined another match, and it's like, I get it, you guys, you know, you need, it makes sense for Ellsworth to play the villain and come back and, you know, interfere in the match, but dear God, man, put your shirt on when you wrestle, please, or at least glue it to your body. You have no chest, you have no neck, and as a character, yeah, you know, as a person, you really, I've actually met Ellsworth at WrestleCon, and he is pretty funny, but dear God, put your shirt on or wear a tank so we don't have to see your non-existent body, for which you should be shamed for. I mean, SmackDown Live also, Granny, featured a match between Nakamura and Rusev versus Jeff Hardy and AJ Styles. I thought, you know, that match was pretty interesting, although I don't quite understand the whole sequence of things. You know, I was looking at it, trying to look at it as a fan. I sometimes catch myself looking at things from a worker's perspective. Rusev, I guess, is trying to make a statement, ladies and gentlemen, because he will be facing AJ Styles this Sunday for the WWE SmackDown Live World Heavyweight Championship, which I guess Granny and I spoke about this earlier, is the only WWE championship or heavyweight championship that's worth talking about. Because Granny and I shot the breeze about this earlier. If you don't show up on your respective brand, then you really should have the title stripped from you. And, you know, I find it kind of an endearing, really, that Lesnar, you know, he never shows up to his show. Why, AJ Styles has been fighting ever since he's had that title. He's defended it against the likes of, let's see here, John Cena, Bray Wyatt, Nakamura on multiple occasions. And other than that match, I mean, ending in a weird kind of way with the Machka kick at the end for Rusev to make the statement, I don't know, Granny. I'm kind of weary about Extreme Rules. I feel good about it in some areas, but it reeks of disappointing the fans like Backlash did. And I'm not sure, but I'll watch. You know, I'll fall for the trap and watch it because I'm a fan like you. I want to know your thoughts on the upcoming pay-per-view for this Sunday. Like, what match are you looking forward to seeing the most this Sunday?
Well, I definitely think that the AJ Styles Rusev match, I really think that's going to be pretty powerful. I really do. The match between Roman Reigns and Bobby Lashley, okay, you know, yeah, that'll probably be good. But, you know, you got two guys in the ring that their egos are like, okay, I'm better than you, I'm better than you, I'm better than you, okay, whatever. You know, I mean, they both got lots of talent, you know. And I may be wrong, you know, that may be a really good match, you know. But when you take two guys that they're like, okay, this is my ring, you know, my ring, whatever. You know, I'm just not sure where that's going to go. You know, you know, Asuka versus Ellsworth. I'm anxious to see that one because I'm really excited because I think Ellsworth is just, you know, he's going to probably try to escape. But, hey, it's a lumberjack match, people, so he's not going anywhere. Even if he does get out of there, you know, he's just going to get thrown right back in. So,
don't you think it's Asuka versus Carmella?
Oh, yeah, it probably will be. It probably will be. It'll probably end up being Asuka versus Carmella because Ellsworth will be too chicken to get in there and face her, but whatever. So,
no,
it's going to be very interesting.
It is Carmella versus Asuka this Sunday at Extreme Rules. I'm sorry, folks. It's an Extreme Rules match. Well, not really, because Asuka faces Carmella, and Ellsworth will be suspended above the ring. I hope for his sake that he doesn't try to escape, because let me just say this. This Sunday at Extreme Rules, you're going to see Natalya. You're going to see Nia Jax versus Alexa Bliss, Granny, for the Raw Women's title. Who's your pick on that one?
Well, I'd like to see Nia Jax beat her, but I don't know. You know, I have a feeling that Alexa Bliss might end up pulling that one out, but I'd really like to see Nia Jax win that.
I'm hoping, yeah, well, I don't know, because I really think it's cool that Alexa Bliss and Carmella, they're like the two runts, if you will, of NXT. They were called the runts because Alexa was just a cheerleading gimmick before she turned into the ugly Harley Quinn. And then you've got, well, I guess Mandy Rose wants to steal that thunder, but I don't know. They have a kickoff match. Let's see here. Sanity versus the New Day in a tables match. That was going to get ugly really quick.
Yeah, it will.
For those
and
of
I
you
apologize,
who have not
fans,
seen...
for messing up with the Asuka match. You know, I don't know what the heck I was thinking. I was just, you know, my mind has been on overload this past week, so I've had a lot going on. And
there's a lot Granny is busy with, folks. I mean, she is a huge part of Wrestle for a Cause. If you want to get tickets, you can visit the website or just send people messages over Facebook on how and what.
Well,
I do know
that Front Row VIP is sold out. I do know that they still have general admission tickets available, which are $10 for adults. General admission gets admitted like at doors open for general admission like at 4:30. But I do know that VIP Front Row is sold out. Matter of fact, Wrestling for a Cause did a Facebook Live video tonight, you know, at 7:00 Central Time for about an hour. Tim Rockwell and Ryder Memorial Cup winner, 2018 winner, JD, was hosting the show tonight on Facebook Live. So, you know, I mean, and we, you know, they do shows for people, you know, most of it's for kids that have got cancer, but I do know that the child that they're doing the show for Saturday, her and her family, I do know that I'm not sure of the disorder that she deals with, that Layton deals with, because I've never met Layton and her family, but Layton, I do know, is like 3 years old, and I believe that her disorder is not cancer-related, but, I mean, they step up and they help so many people. This organization, I tell you, I mean, I am so blessed to be a part of an organization that helps people the way they do, that helps kids the way they do, because it's amazing. I mean, I love it. I love being able to go to the shows. I mean, for the most part, I have pretty much made every show with the exception of maybe 5 or 6 shows since they started in 2011. So, you know,
cool.
it's And I live in Arkansas, folks, you know, and they run out of Oklahoma. Usually, I mean, sometimes it's Tulsa, Owosso, Claremore, Bartlesville, Broken Arrow. I mean, I know they've done some shows in Wagner, Oklahoma, you know, but for the most part here lately, they've been pretty much sticking to Claremore for the biggest part. I mean, here lately, of course, you know, Owosso, they just did a show in Owosso back in June, the 2-day Ryder Cup Memorial show that they did. But Granny's just, I'm blessed to be I pick up shirts for Tim when they need shirts picked. I can't do a lot of the promoting due to health reasons. So my contribution is being able to pick up the shirts and taking stuff for the raffles and just doing what Granny does best. And it's just loving on everybody,
folks,
so.
That's what this is all about. This is what we hear, you know, no matter what show, whether it gets crazy or whatever the case may be on my show, Granny got a sample of what I go through. I had to deal with somebody wanting to discuss gun control with me at one point. But another thing, folks, when you do charity work for wrestling, it's not just, okay, well, how can I get myself noticed? No. It's more than that. And Granny just covered all the bases, which means, you know, this is what we have left in seating. If you want to donate, she didn't know what type of disorder this girl had, but she still, I mean, to go and just give and serve the wrestling business and not just buy a ticket and critique a show, that's not what this is, that's not what professional wrestling is all about. It's about the kids. It's not just about the kids who are healthy and can run a mile in gym class. It's about the kids that don't have much time on this earth, the kids that are suffering from cancer or suffering from leukemia or suffering from whatever disorder or disease they have. They want to enjoy their time watching wrestling and let them enjoy. And I, you know, I'm getting messages right now on my Instagram asking, well, what, you know, can I, is there a GoFundMe page? I can't answer those questions, you know, but I can tell you folks, if you want to come out to Claremore, the community center, they can GPS it. We all have smartphones. So go to your GPS and GPS Claremore. Go to these events because, you know what, it's not just, I learned this as a young worker from 2008. It's not just about yourself. If you, and Dr. Pritchard said it at Monster Factory, if you are in this sport for yourself, you're missing the boat. And for someone to message me saying that, oh, you're just saying this because you're on air with Granny, no. No, dude. I'm saying this because this is not all I have. And when I go see a child smile, when I see how their face lights up or if they boo or if they cheer, it's because, and Granny, I think you may agree with me, it's the fact that these children are getting some form of enjoyment because they are either hooked up to a machine all day and all night and they have to be supervised by their parents because their parents don't have very much time or very much long time with them. And yeah, breakthroughs are happening, but sir, that comment is very out of line. I'm blocking your ass. Good night. I cannot believe you just messaged me that. No, thank you. This asshole.
Well, let me share a little bit. Okay, anybody that wants to know about Wrestling for a Cause, they do have a Facebook page, Wrestling for a Cause. You know, just type in Wrestling for a Cause. It'll pull up their Facebook page. They have a website that people can check out. I believe through that website, people can make donations. The address of the Claremore Community Center is 2301 Sioux Avenue in Claremore, Oklahoma. Now, that being said, also, Saturday morning, from 9 to 11 at Dirty Dozen Donuts, they are going to have some of the WFC wrestlers there. for an event to help raise money for Leighton and her family. Come by, get a donut. The address is 609 South Brady Street, Claremore, Oklahoma, Suite 125. They're going to be giving away, they're going to have prizes. They're going to be having drawings for tickets, for general admission tickets. I'm not sure what all they're going to be giving away Saturday morning, but come by, have some breakfast. If you're in Claremore, come by and have some breakfast. Hang out with some of the WFC wrestlers. You know, just find out what it's about, you know. And to touch on what you were saying, B-Train, these kids, I tell you, I mean, oh my gosh. These kids are amazing. I mean, brings a smile to their faces. I mean, I remember a show that they did for a little girl named Haley. Now, she was very shy. She really, if she didn't know you, she really wouldn't have much to do with you. But I was sitting over there, you know, near the family. I was taking pictures. And this little girl comes over and crawls up on my lap and starts cheering for Sam Stackhouse. Roll him up, Sam. Roll him up, Sam. Go, Sam, go. Go, Sam, go. And her mom and her grandpa told me, it's a granny, you must have a special way with kids because Haley normally does not do that. I mean, that's just one example. I have met so many amazing kids and their families through this organization. I mean, I love kids anyways, but I tell you, this is such, I mean, joy. You know, and you know, we all go through our little pity parties. I mean, we all have our bad days. Okay, I get that. I went to a show in December of 2014 for a young girl named Arlie. And she is amazing. I tell you, she has fought so many battles. I mean, she's a true fighter. And I was telling my husband, I said, going home that night, I said, you know, I said, if a little girl can bring so much positivity to the world, you know, and make such a positive impact on people, you know, that just touched my heart. I mean, that just blew me away. And I'm friends with her, her family. I mean, it's just, it's amazing. It's absolutely amazing.
And, you know, that's what I'm saying. Like, this is why Granny knows this very, very well. This is why we as performers do this shit. It's not... I mean, some guys do it for themselves because they have selfish reasons to do it, and that's fine. You know, Scott Hall once said in an interview, if you, you know... Chief J. Strongbow told us that you can either have a lot of friends, which is an added bonus, or you can make a lot of money. You know, and it's not the fact that he doesn't like kids, but you know, some people, and Kevin Nash too, he's the same thing. If you at Hall of Fame at WrestleMania 31, he straight up said at the podium, if you think I did this for the money, you were probably right. Those guys I can respect. It's the guys that, you know, I've seen this through the indies ever since I started. They're those that don't like hearing, you know, if you do stuff for the kids, you better do it from the heart. Because if you fake it, they're going to know. And what Granny was saying, you know, was Drake Gallows, you know, is a good guy. Nikki Knight, also a good gal. I've met both of them and spoke with them personally before when I worked at GWF. And wrestling for a cause I have not been to, but Granny has been to several since 2011. And what she just described, that's why we do this. It's why we get up in the morning and go, man, I love being a pro wrestler because I'm not only doing this for myself, I'm doing it for the kids. That's when you know that you are being a good servant to the business, because even as a fan, dude, she's not even a worker. And she's doing so much, you know, that little girl was comfortable because Granny was sincere. And sincerity in this business is very, very hard to find, far few and in between, okay? When you start as a fan or a worker, you hear stuff like, oh, Make-A-Wish, and, you know, you have your big sponsors like Cure for Connor, which is, you know, that grabs right at the heartstrings, because that story, I don't care who you are, Granny, you know the story, I know the story, and billions of other WWE fans and wrestling fans know that story. Cure for Connor was made because a young boy named Connor, all his dream was to be in a WWE ring, and you know, he had pediatric cancer, which is a sad, sad disease for anyone to have, because you won't live past a certain age. Well, when he was with Daniel Bryan, Granny, I cried. When he, you know, when Triple H let Connor pin him in the middle of the ring, 1, 2, 3, and all the boys were out, and they were sitting by that ring, or they're standing by that ring, and they were cheering him on.
Mm-hmm.
I cried, folks, because that kid, for the first time in his life, you know, he was encouraged, not, you know, not by the first time, but first time in his life where he felt like he didn't have to worry about his disease. And these kids, some people misunderstand when they say charity that you have to put on a fake smile and then just go home about your business. I'm not one of those people, and I assure you, my co-host, Granny, is not one of those people, because whenever I hear her talk like that, that's why I know she's sincere, and I know she's not fake, because I've dealt with people, Granny, and you've dealt with people that quite literally you just want to smack across the forehead and be like, hello, wake up, Earth to whomever. It takes a special person, folks, to give an amount of kindness, not only in the wrestling business, but as a fan, because you meet a lot of fake fans, too. Not everything's negative, folks. And don't get the impression that I'm starting to go on one of my fucking rants, because I'm not going to yet. But Wrestling for a Cause, my good friend Kurt Gannon will be wrestling against Drake Gallows. Kurt, you know, like he even, you know, Granny, he told me a story where in Iowa, Keota, Iowa, he had a show, and, you know, Kurt normally, he plays the role of the villain, and he's not very friendly, but this little boy, you know, he's sitting out in the front row, little boy had his hand out, and Kurt said, I can't not slap, you know, hand or fist bump him, at least. That shows you a sign, folks, that you can break character and still be a decent human. There are some guys who are wrapped up in their own... There's some guys, Granny, and you know this, that are wrapped up in their own little world, and to them, you know, that little kid, any other wrestler, not all, I don't speak for all of them, they wouldn't slap hands with him. They would have walked on by, and the kid would have been traumatized. So, in other words, what I'm trying to get at, folks, is Granny, I've met her, we've exchanged stories, but when she told the story just tonight, that makes me fall in love with her personality even more. And that's why I that's why I allowed her to be a co-host, because she, it's like a never-ending well of stories and knowledge that she can relay to the audience of Wrestle Radio and also Off the Rails. And Granny, I mean, that's awesome that, you know, you've been a part of this for 6 years. I mean, did you ever think in the back of your mind, well, I'm overwhelmed, or, you know, I don't know if I can do this tonight, or did you ever have a doubt in your mind that you couldn't do one of these charity events at Wrestling for a Cause?
Well, I mean, I'm all about charity, you know, and these guys, you know, these workers, you know, they put their bodies on the line show after show after show. They don't get paid for what they do. They volunteer their time, you know, and I mean, not just the workers, but the whole WFC family, the staff, the people that put the magazines together, you know. I mean, this is an amazing group of people. You know, absolutely amazing what they do to put these shows together. I mean, I have helped with various benefits for different things. I mean, non-wrestling related, you know, benefits. So, I mean, I love being able to help. If it's helping, you know, if I know that I'm helping somebody, I love that. But I tell you, when I remember going to my very first WFC show in 2012 in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, for a girl by the name of Chelsea Brooks. I mean, I was absolutely just, I was amazed at what they did to help these families. And I kept going and I kept going and I kept coming back and coming back and coming back. And, you know, and then I started, you know, helping Tim, you know, hey, you know, what can I do to help you? You know, you know, and with him living in Tulsa and me living in Springdale, Arkansas, you know, the guy that makes his shirts, his T-shirt shop is in Fayetteville, which is not very far from where I live. So that's why I go down, like, every other month and pick up shirts, or whenever Tim needs shirts. I go down, pick up the shirts, take the shirts to the show for Tim to save him from having to make a trip, you know, from Oklahoma to pick them up or have them even shipped, you know, because what he would probably have to pay for shipping, you know, it helps him out. And being that I cannot go out and promote the shows like I want to, you know, putting flyers out on cars or whatever, you know, I can't do that because my health will not allow me to do that. So I have found other ways that I can contribute my time to help this organization in any way, shape, or form.
And, you know, it's one thing, you know, folks, for Granny to do what she does, even though she is limited, she still wants to be a servant. Isn't that great? I mean, it's like Uncle Bob always says, if you're not serving this, how would you want your customer to feel if you were a manager of a retail store? Just the same thing, you know, Granny helps give shirts. She converses with the child or children that are involved in the event. I mean, folks, she didn't have to do these things, but she does because she's being, you know, like I say and Uncle Bob says, she's being a good servant to the business. Because what the business gives us as fans and as workers, give us, you know, obviously you give workers money depending on where you work, but to give fans the right to go to a show, enjoy, talk about it, converse, tell stories, exchange, whatever. That's the goal of a wrestling promoter. And you know what? Drake's a good person. He's good people. So is Nikki Knight. And, you know, some may say, well, he's the brains of the operation. But without the, you know, a brain has has different, very, you know, frontal lobe, cortex. I don't know my anatomy quite well, folks, because it is 109. Yeah, it is 105 in the fucking morning here in Baltimore. But here's the deal, folks. Here's what I'm trying to get across. She doesn't have to. But Granny, if you need something, if you're considered to be a family member, one somebody that is close to her, she ain't going to give you the essentials because you can get that for yourself, but she will help you as best she can. And she does a damn good job of doing it. She said herself, I ain't a promoter. I don't want to be, but I will help you as best I can. And Charity, you know, her story about Charity just now makes me love her as my co-host because This is amazing. You know, she didn't have to do these things, but she does them without asking her. Granny, can you help do this? Granny, can you help, you know, can you help promote this? We need your help. Okay, when, where, and how? Wish some of the workers were like that in today's world because then, you know, fans might actually be entertained. I'm not saying it's a it's a give and take with wrestling. Just like, you know, you do with charity, you give what you give out, you know, it's going to come back tenfold. And Granny, she's humble about a lot of stuff. Unlike good old B-Train, if I do something, I don't need a whole newscast to follow me, but, you know, it's what you, you know, what you do in the here and now. And I believe Granny Hulkster is done her damnedest to support this cause. And it's really, it's a beautiful thing, because some fans, you ask them, can you hand out flyers on the street for my show? Or can you go to the shop, you know, and get the t-shirts that I need you to get? Granny, I just want to say that that's awesome. First and foremost, that you do these things and you stick up for your wrestling family, which I love pretty much, because you don't find very many fans like you.
Well, I've been told that more than once, B-Train. I mean, when you talk about my wrestling family, you know, I've had so many people come up and say, well, are you related to any of these guys? I'm like, nope. They're just my friends, but I consider them family. And, you know, I have a very good friend, Mr. Saturday Night Michael Berry. I have known him for, gosh, oh my goodness, probably 15, 16, 17 years, maybe even more than that. I mean, I've known him a long time. And there used to be an organization called Traditional Championship Wrestling that used to run, and they were having a show up in Springfield, Missouri, right before Easter, I guess it was. It was a few years ago, and because they quit running in 2013, so they were still running when they did this show up in Springfield, Missouri. And I hadn't got tickets yet, and my husband and I, we were planning on driving up to Springfield for the show. And Granny ended up in the hospital with another blood clot in her leg, you know. So, you know, Barry got on the phone with me, you know, and he says, you know, Granny, are you coming to the show? And I'm like, no. I said, I need you to call me. So he called me, and I told him what was going on, and, you know, told him what the spoof was, you know, because, like I said, him and his wife and their 5-year-old daughter, amazing people. I mean, I've watched his daughter grow up. I am Granny to his daughter. And, you know, and immediately my phone started blowing up with text messages, Facebook messages, phone calls. I mean, the whole wrestling world seemed like, hey, Granny's in the hospital, we need to pray for her, you know, and blah, 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 you know. And I tell you, it's just, I mean, I have told so many people that if I had a problem and if I needed help, all I'd have to do is pick up a phone and start making phone calls. And if they were available to help me, I know they would be there for me. I mean, I know that in a heartbeat. I absolutely know that without no doubt in my mind.
I think, you know, it's cool because, like I said, Granny just has a natural ability to not only enrich someone's life, but also have an impact, whether you realize it or not, until she's been in your life for 10 minutes. She's one of those ladies that can light up a room, and it's a cheesy-ass fucking saying, but let me just tell you. If you don't think that meeting someone like Granny is a blessing, then you're a fucking fool, okay? I usually meet folks and wrestling fans, we talk at Revolver, or we talk at Barclays, you know, because the WWE has a lot of live shows where I live, so... Yeah, seeing a daily dose of WWE billboards is not uncommon when you go through the city. But anyways, I met Granny in Pittsburgh, Kansas, and this is, you know, not a biopic episode, of course, folks. Because we will, in a few minutes' time, get to the meat and potatoes of my show, the subject, if you will. But I met Granny, and I told her stories about my very first, you know, experiences with wrestling, and she, you know, sat and listened to me and we conversed, and then the whole controversy at that place happened. And aside from all that, we've told the story a million times. But it was cool, you know, to me, like, we both agreed on the fact that it was very unprofessional to act like a child in front of fans, nonetheless. And Granny and I, when we were exchanging stories, I said to myself, huh, she seems like a good gal. I like her. Most people I talk to in wrestling are fucking flakes or fake-ass motherfuckers. But Granny, let me tell you, I come across as very blunt and straightforward. That's just my personality. And by the way, folks, it's where I'm from. So if you take it with a grain of salt, not everybody from New York is like, you know, we're not rude and we're not what we see in the movies. And Granny, thankfully, did not think that of me. And I thank her for that because, let's just say, you know, if we weren't conversing now, she probably would have been like, yeah, I'll do your show. And then I was expecting, you know, the first time that she did my show, I was like, oh, boy. What am I in for? And then, well, you know, it just flowed. It naturally flowed. And I appreciate that because I actually was looking, folks, for a co-host on my show. I was running on fumes, and Granny luckily came to the rescue, and she saved my bacon, literally. You did. And
well,
I'm glad you did.
I thank you for allowing me to help you with this. You know, I used to be part of a podcast myself, you know, a few years ago. I started off just calling in occasionally as a guest, and, you know, and then they made me a co-host, and then I actually was hosting the show for 3 or 4 years, you know, with the help of other people. And then it got to the point because, you know, health-related issues, I had to kind of, like, step back. And, you know, so a very good friend of mine actually took over hosting the show. And, you know, so this is not Granny's first rodeo of being on a podcast. I mean, you know, I've done several, you know, and it's a lot of fun, you know. I get to, you know, converse with, you know, awesome people, you know, and it's just been a lot of fun, you know, and I help with a podcast on Monday nights, Attitude Era Live. I help with that, and if I'm not mistaken, V-Train, I think you've got the Icon and Big Swing and myself coming on for an upcoming episode on your show as well, if I'm not mistaken.
Off the Rails Uncensored. It's the only Thursday edition because don't they run Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday?
No, they only run on Mondays. I mean, sometimes we'll do a special show on a Thursday or something, you know, or if it's like the Monday's a holiday, we'll run a show on Tuesday, you know, if Monday's a holiday, we'll run a show. But usually it's just once a week. Now, I mean, unless they do other shows that I'm not aware of, but the one I help with, I know, is usually on Monday nights.
Let me look through my messages, because I don't want to just mistake the dates, but I, you know, the reason why I'm taking a step back is because I do have Monster Factory folks coming up for me on Friday. Kurt is going to be there Thursday. I told him the wonderfulness about, let's see here. I am looking at the messages right now, Granny. It says we could be good for the 12th or the 19th. The 19th is when I have them coming. So, you know, a special Thursday edition of Off the Rails and Censored, ladies and gentlemen, featuring Scott Icon. Comrades from Attitude Era. Oh, I'm excited because I have never had another show. Well, actually, it was another show, but that one's defunct. I'm excited to have Scott on the show, and also, please forgive me, Granny.
So that's actually
Granny,
a week from tomorrow, right? I mean,
Yep, correct. And if it's going to be a party, I can already sense it.
Oh yeah, you'll love the Icon and Big Swing. I tell you, you know, it's a hoot working with those two. So
I'm excited because this is the first actual show, because I looked on his stuff and it shows actually pretty a big deal, folks. You can actually, I mean, Scott, I listened to half the episode. I'm going to listen to the rest of it before I go to bed, which is I should, because it's 1:17 where I'm at. But anyways, I'm excited to have Attitude Era podcast alongside Granny Hulkster, because the four of us are going to have us a shindig on my show and talk about none other than, you know, the quirks and cracks and cricks and nooks and crannies of the business, because let's face it, wrestling now is going to be discussed in a way that you will never ever hear it, folks, right here on the spinoff show of Off the Rails, or spinoff show of Wrestle Radio. See, I effed up now too. I'm just like, you know what, Granny messed up. I didn't share far behind because I went to the Orioles game, and let me tell you, that crowd was non-existent. I gotta say, Granny, I've never seen such a... Ooh, the Orioles did not have a crowd, man. Anyways, to discuss this further, moving on from baseball talk to wrestling, because I don't want to do that. That's going to be like talking on ESPN, which my show is not. Granny, we're going to transition right now into the off the rails portion, because I think you and I can both shed light on what our show is all about, folks. So, if I may, let me just give you a little music for my craziness. Dig the madness, off the rails, uncensored. Look in my eyes, what do you see? The cost of personality. I'm going to dive head first, Granny, into the pool of knowledge for my show. You see, a young man called in. I think he was mistaken. I don't care. This show called Off the Rails Uncensored, and also Wrestle Radio Sublet on Facebook, on Instagram, you can find us. Granny, remind me again. What is the title icon on my show? Does it not say Wrestle Radio?
Yes, it does.
And so the difference between a squared circle and a podium and discussing politics at a press conference, this is not a show that is concerning the well-being of number 45. No, sir. No, ma'am. This show entails discussions about SmackDown Live, Ring of Honor, New Japan, Wrestling Revolver, anything concerning about professional wrestling. I am sick and tired of morons calling into my show about non-wrestling related issues. Now, Granny, I'm going to tell you a story. This is the night before WrestleMania 34. I was going with a friend of mine. Okay? I'm getting ready to end the show, and all of a sudden, this idiot from Omaha, Nebraska calls in and says, well, what did you think about this douchebag on CNN? Don't you think, blah, blah, blah. And I said, sir. So I stopped him in mid-sentence, and I said, sir, this is a wrestling talk. Well, you think I was going to talk to you about wrestling? I'm about to have a Bill Engvall, here's your sign moment, Granny. I'm about to say, this is a show related specifically geared towards professional wrestling. Nothing else. It irritates me when I have had people call in about subjects non-related to my show. And Granny, can you give your own little spiel for people about what a wrestling podcast is pretty much all about?
Well, you know, pretty much fans, you know, wrestling podcasts, you know, you talk about wrestling. whether you're talking independent wrestling, whether you're talking WWE, Ring of Honor, New Japan, you know, NXT, you know, Monday Night Raw, SmackDown, whatever, you know, it's wrestling, you know. And I mean, I know sometimes, you know, we ramble off on certain things, you know, but we do our very best to keep it wrestling related, you know. I mean, that's just the way it is.
There are radio shows for you dumb fucks who call in to my show and say the word communist. For flying crap sakes, I am not a communist, and I can give you the working definition, because you, I mean, sir, whoever you were, you call in from a number and you call me a communist.
Well, is this thing on? Is this thing on? You're a communist.
Granny was even, I mean, didn't that throw you, Granny, for a loop a little bit?
Yeah, it did. Like, I was like, excuse me? Yeah, like, who are you, you know? I mean, I would have liked to kind of find out who that person was, just because, you know, I would have, like, I said, excuse me, sir, you're, you know, not calling in on the right show here. You want to talk about communists and whatever, you know, hello, you're on the wrong show.
Granny, this is the definition of what your communism is. It's based on, you know, the Google definition and also the dictionary that I have in my hand. A political theory derived from Karl Marx, advocating class war and leading to a society, you know, which all property is publicly owned and each person works and is paid according to their abilities and needs. Now, folks, I don't normally educate folks on this show that listen to it, to the fan. Okay, Japan, thank you. You say hello, whatever. To all the fans that are saying hello, hi, how are you? Granny says hi too, from Japan, Britain. All my fans are fans from Latvia and Canada and America. I love you too. Okay, of course. But Granny is saying, if you're calling into the wrong show, boy, I hope you feel stupid. Because I'm the type, Granny, that will rip someone, a new asshole, for being stupid. And if you're not being stupid because you messed up, boy, good old B-Train and Granny are going to have a field day with your ass. And we're going to light you up like a firecracker on the 4th of July. Because how dumb do you have to be to call into a wrestling podcast? It's non-political. It nowhere in my platform, on the show description, it says we talk anything and everything professional wrestling. WWE, Ring of Honor, New Japan, ICW, CZW, Evolve, you name it. But, you know, for this douche canoe to call into our show and reference me as a communist, really dumbass, just because Trump watches wrestling and he was a part of WWE does not mean he has any kind of influence whatsoever on my podcast, on Scott's podcast, on any podcast that revolves around wrestling. My bad, Granny's bad for watching wrestling. So the fuck what if Linda McMahon is a part of the cabinet and she was a part of wrestling? Hello? You know,
yes.
It's one of those things, Granny, where you just sit back and you go, geez, Lulu, dude, did you really want to go into the lion's den with wrestling fans? I mean, so
you know,
what?
At first I thought, well, maybe when that guy was calling in, I first thought maybe he was maybe a little upset because we were kind of, you know, not so much bashing UFC, but, you know, maybe I just thought maybe he was a UFC fan or something and not a wrestling fan,
well,
but, you know, hey, whatever. But
fan of any sport, Granny, okay? But I don't have any, you know, it's funny, we could correlate this now. If you're a fan of UFC and you got butt hurt because Brock Lesnar showed his ass up, let me, and Granny and I can vouch for this. Even though we both are not big fans of Mr. Lesnar, he did in fact
make your territory, your environment in UFC a much better one. Because let me tell you, I didn't watch UFC until Lesnar was there, because I was curious how the fucker was going to do. But now that Granny mentions the theory that that fan could have been a UFC fan, oh, I'm going to have fun with this. Let me explain something to you. If you call into my show again, I'm just going to hang up on you because I have the tools to do it. And I'm going to, you know, just inform you that if you were to stay on the line further, Granny would have put you in your place and made you cry.
Well, yeah, maybe so, you know, I don't know, you know. He probably would have been too scared to even speak to me, so.
Yeah, because let me tell you something. Granny didn't appreciate all of a sudden hearing, yeah, is this thing on? Is this thing on? Are you a communist? Really, you dumb fuck? I mean, I wanted to ask this kid, how old are you? And how dumb do you have to be traipsing onto an already, you know, in progress podcast? Which, you know, he had no business calling into my show, and you know, it sounds like I'm dwelling on this issue. Let me tell you something, folks. Millennials have the issue of not, you know, laying off their mother's tits long enough to see the light of day. Granny can vouch for that. I can vouch for it. Some of them, not all of them, and I don't speak for millennials, but when it comes to professional wrestling and UFC, Granny, what's your take on the whole feud between a UFC, you know, UFC brand of fans and let's say wrestling fans?
Well, I, you know, I don't watch a lot of UFC. It's just not one of my things. I mean, you know, I would rather watch wrestling, you know, over UFC anytime, day, shape, or form. But, you know, everybody, you know, to each their own, you know. You know, some people like UFC, some people don't. I don't, but that's okay. You know, everybody has their opinion. Everybody likes certain things. You know, some people don't like certain things. And that's fine, you know. But, I mean, I just try to be, I guess I just try to be impartial, you know, on certain things. Like, I try to remain neutral, you know, because, you know, I don't want to hurt somebody's feelings. Like, if they like something that I don't, or if I like something that they don't, you know, whatever. But, you know, but then if you start stepping on toes and start pushing buttons, you know, and saying things that are out of line, then yeah, Granny might pop up and have a few choice things to say.
Yeah, you know, like I said, if it wasn't for Brock Lesnar going to their podunk piss poor territory, I'm going to say it. Dana White, fuck you. Because here's what I got to say. If you're saying that you, Granny, get this, statistical. This is a stat from 2017. They have the lowest ratings on Fox Sports. 2,020,000. That's the equivalent of an episode of SmackDown Live. Come on. I can spout off more things. Even with CM Punk on the fucking card, they had 150,000 pay-per-view buys. Remember back in the day when WWE used to have their pay-per-views at a bar?
Mm-hmm.
Then people would actually go and watch, because even though we as fans did not know the outcome, even when Edge was still wrestling and Randy Orton was active on the roster, which I'm wondering where he's at. But Granny, it really bugs me when certain people are not in tune, or they don't have stats to present in front of us. The WWE had 3 million viewers for 6-7 months straight. And you, I mean, for somebody to get butthurt over the fact that we were bashing UFC, which is probably not the reason, but if it was, I got two words for you, dude. Fuck you. There. I said it. I got my piece in. Now, back to the thing. My show is not about it's not about politics. It's about wrestling. Wrestling is the thing that makes Granny Hulkster and I smile. It's what makes us at peace. You know, it's fun. It's not, okay, if we talk about politics, yeah, I'm pretty sure we're going to have conflicting views. But the problem is, Granny, even, you know, on radio call-in shows for sports, people get so bent out of shape when you tell them, this is not what this show is about. This is what this discussion is pertaining to. Could you please stay on the subject? Granny, have you ever had a conversation with somebody and you're just like, well, this is like going up against, or, you know, talking to a brick wall?
Oh, yeah. Oh, most definitely. It's kind of like funny, you know, my husband, you know, he'll tell people, he'll say, well, you know, she goes to all these wrestling shows and hollers at all these bad guys. She leaves me alone. You know, I'm like, really? We don't fight. I mean, we don't fight at all. I mean, you know, we've never really had a good fight, you know. I mean, we've been married almost 9 years, and I don't think we've ever had one, you know, really bad disagreement on anything. But, you know, it's kind of funny because when Richard Pierce was a part of WFC, he was the manager that I got handcuffed to back in January at WFC, you know. And they told me before the show, you know, Drake and Sam said, hey, Granny, we're going to handcuff you to Pierce. And I'm like, okay, you know, whatever you want to do, you know. I mean, if it's something Granny can do, hey, I'm all for it. You know, I'm all for being a part of the helping with the show, you know, making the show good for everybody else, you know. But, you know, David was always teasing Pierce about taking me home with him. And Pierce says, no, she's too mean. She's too mean. I'm not going to take her home. She's too mean, you know. I'm not mean, folks. I am not mean at all. You know, I make it a little... I may get a little ornery now and then, but I'm not mean, you know.
Well, folks, you know, she may hate me for saying this, but the only mean thing Granny ever does is cheer for the Chiefs and Royals. Now, that is mean. That is torture.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay. I mean, you know, everybody, you know, to each your own, B-Train. You know, everybody likes their teams, you know. That's okay.
I love Granny, though, because she's the only one of many few Chiefs and Royals fans actually stand. See, I can add fun and flavor to my show without getting unruly or out of control. Because, like that, like I said, Granny, it does. There are few people in this world that can really rattle me. Now, some may say, well, you get mad easily. I said, no, I don't. Because when someone who has been through... the stuff that I've been through, it may not be much to some fuckers that listen to this, but let me just say this. When you have had your heart ripped out of your chest, or when you've gone through bullshit in life, you tend to not be rattled. And I'm pretty sure Granny can tell you all a bunch of horror stories, and also nice and positive stories, but the truth of the matter is, all in good fun, you know, I have met Granny once. And I already like her because why? She's honest, she's sincere, and she's to the point. If we say our show is about wrestling, our show meaning Wrestle Radio, our show meaning Off the Rails Uncensored tonight, or in my case, morning. But the point that we're both trying to make to you all listening to this around the world, we love you for staying up with us, Wrestle_Radio. If you have any questions for Granny or I, just feel free to shoot us a question. Folks, what Granny is trying to say is, do not, and I, for that matter as well, the owner of this show, or both, is do not waste our time because you get butthurt about bashing UFC or that our show is not about politics. They have plenty of shows to choose from. For flying crap's sakes, look on iTunes. There are shows that are centered around politics. And if you want to You can watch an entire HBO special about Lewis Black, a comedian who talks about political bullshit. Okay? Trust me, you can watch George Carlin, and he will just say the same funny shit. But my show and co-host, Granny Holster, would like, you know, to inform you all that we like discussing wrestling because it's a therapy to us. It's a weekend release. You know, it's like going to the spa and you get in, or the hot tub, and you're like, oh, man, this feels great. I'm pretty sure Granny's like, what the hell, B-Train? But,
no,
you know,
no, I totally agree because it's like, you know, I mean, I can, you know, I can go to an independent wrestling show and I holler at those bad guys, you know, and I tell you, I mean, you know, and let me tell you a little story here, fans. Little independent wrestling federation over in Tahlequah, Oklahoma called UWE. And this was shortly after I had my total knee replacement done on my left knee, which I had done on my birthday in 2016. And I was teasing them about getting me a recliner chair to sit and watch the show in. Well, I get there, and you know those big, comfy leather computer chairs that you see B-Train, you know? They had one of those big, comfy leather chairs with a reserved for Granny Holster sign taped to it. So I was able to sit at, you know, with the in the chair with my leg kind of propped up, you know, underneath the table, you know, to prop up my knee, you know, and everything. And of course, I nearly got my knee bashed during one of the matches, but, you know, I got my knee out of the way in time. But, you know, but I mean, that's just, you know, how they take care of Granny. They, you know, my wrestling family, they take good care of me. You know, when I've had surgeries or whatever, you know, they take good care of Granny. They like to take good care of me. So, and I appreciate them for that. So,
Granny is good people, folks. If you mess with her, you mess with the wrestling mafia family. Let me tell you. Okay? Because I still am mad. I'm mad, Granny, at what, you know. I know we beat this issue like a dead horse and tell this story like a, you know, a bunch of people just having fun at a party, but it's worth repeating. To the fucker who fucked my friend over, you can go fuck yourself, you big-ass pussy motherfucker. How dare you stiff an old person over $105? How dare you, sir? And then, Granny, I didn't tell you this story, but he... Okay. Well, since we're on the subject of wrestling and non-politics, this is the same fucker who accused me of starting shit with a group I used to work with in Kansas City. When in fact, you know, I don't know what he was told, but I shook hands with these former adversaries of mine, and I made peace with them. Then he messages me on Facebook, Granny, and says, well, the next time that these people come around, you need to be peaceful. You need to be a gracious host. I'm like, no, motherfucker. I don't know what the fuck he was smoking, Granny. But obviously, when I tried to repeat myself, not only through paragraph worth, he did not take the hint that I didn't really do all this shit. Well, I'm going to ask around. Really? Really? Because your reputation precedes you, Sean. You were never in the WWE because I looked your ass up. Two, there's no video proof of your matches. Where? Where in the performance center were you? I mean, that really, I've had, Granny, I've had experiences with people in which I try to forget. KCXW was not a very good experience for moi, but we're not here to relay about that. What I am going to relay to you is through all these experiences, let me just think on this one. The Abyss situation, folks. Dear God. I wish I could go back in time and avoid that day entirely. It was a disaster. It was a disaster from the get-go. And Granny was caught in the crossfire. That's why I'm telling you, to the fucker who fucked her over, to say that you're going to use your wife's paycheck, you pussy ass. Really? And by the way, folks, it's been a while since good old B-Train's been on a tirade. So, Granny, forgive me.
Oh, you're fine. You're fine because, you know, I mean, that day, you know, I mean, when my husband and my son and I walked in that venue and I looked at that ceiling and I looked at that ring, I told my husband, I said, there is no way this is going to work. Absolutely no way.
And all
hell broke loose. He started hollering at people. He started picking up bar stools. He was going to throw them at people, you know, and I just, like, immediately, like, whoa. I got up and walked outside because I didn't want to see that. I didn't deserve to see that, you know. And it's kind of like
Granny.
I said the other day, you know. I have said this more than once to so many people throughout the years. Mess with me all you want. But when you start messing with my friends, my family, my kids, my dogs, whatever, you're going to have to answer to me. And I tell you, I was trying to be professional about this whole thing. And, you know, and it's like, you know, I posted pictures, you know, and I said, hey, I'm not here to point fingers. I'm not here to blame. Because things happen. Okay, I get that. You know, that's why it says card is subject to change. I mean, you know, it's kind of like a situation where another federation that I knew of that was helping people out, you know, they did a show in Hot Springs back in May, you know, to help the Special Olympics of Arkansas. Ric Flair was supposed to be there. Okay, he had to cancel because due to illness. Okay. I get that. You know, they brought Lex Luger in, and I tell you, I would have loved to met Lex Luger. That would have been an awesome show to see. I mean, then that was the one show that CWA, they did like 5 shows, and that was the only one I didn't get to see. But it was because of people being so rude and so selfish and so obnoxious. You know, this company's like, okay, we're not going to do any more shows. You know, it takes one person to screw it up for everybody else, you know. And it was really sad because I really enjoyed getting to go to those shows because I have a lot of friends that wrestled for that federation. I have a lot of friends that I consider family in this wrestling business, you know. And I'm like, really? You know, you're going to gripe and complain. I mean, okay, I get that, you know. Yeah, I know you're upset. Okay, he didn't. I mean, you know, but in Sean's situation, he's like, well, give credit where credit's due, and you didn't, you know. I'm like, hey, you were blaming people for your mistakes. You were trying to put the blame on other people for your ignorance. To me, that doesn't apply, you know. I make a mistake, I own up to it. You know, like, hey, I goofed. I screwed up. I'm sorry. But don't try to, you know, put the blame on somebody else when it's not their fault.
It, you know, Granny makes a good point because when you're a promoter and you're wearing Batman pants, I mean, for flying crap's sake, man, dress at least in blue jeans and a t-shirt. Don't ever say that you're a promoter and you're wearing Batman pajama pants. You're the butt of everyone's joke in wrestling, as I've seen. I have seen other promoters get wind of what Abyss was talking about. Abyss, Granny, you're going to love this one, went on Twitter and basically blasted his ass. I mean, what can you expect? You fly in.
I saw that.
Yeah. You're tired off your ass. This motherfucker was told, I don't want to be booked through Chicago. Sean goes ahead and books his ass through the city that he said not to book him through. So Abyss promptly responded, "Are you fucking stupid? Didn't care if there were children involved, because number one, he just told you specifically, do not book me through the city because the flight's going to be delayed and I want to go home. I want to see my kids. I want to see my family." What Abyss said when we were sitting at Buffalo Wild Wings stuck with me, because he said, "I could have beat his ass for what he did, but what good will it do me? Because then I'll look bad. That'll look bad on promotion. That'll look bad on promoters. You know, oh, he beat a backyard and promoter," which is basically what Sean is. For you fucks who think that he is a good promoter, I feel bad for you. Because he's basing his pay, Granny, off of the door. And as a former worker myself, as a former worker, that's a slap to the face. You cannot base paying the boys off of the door. They are going to be sweltering in madness. I would be. Kurt would be. I know Brandon, you know, the franchise buck, Mr. Franchise himself, tried to say, well, blah, blah, blah. I said, and I was telling him in a conversation we had together, I says, do not ever point the finger at yourself. You are not at fault, sir. Sean is the one at fault, and he didn't own up to it. So another lesson, valuable lesson you can learn, folks, in wrestling is there are plenty of lessons as you go in the business, and it's a constantly evolving business. But if I catch a new person, I'm just going to let karma be the fucking judge, because, or the judge, jury, and executioner, because when someone sits there and did what they did to my friend, my newfound friend, Granny, boy, you got a lot of karma coming your way, sir, because my parents raised me to respect my elders. And if I make a mistake, fucking fess up to it.
You know, it's kind of funny. When we got to meet Abyss, it's kind of funny. He said, well, first of all, he says, I really like your name. He says, I think that's awesome. And he told me, he says, no, Granny, if we'd had this Monster Balls match, I would have had you in my corner handing me thumbtacks. You know? I'm like, wow, you know. I thought that was pretty cool.
I think that is a cool story to relay to all the fans who watched Abyss and Impact Wrestling or TNA, where he formerly worked. You know, it was cool meeting him. He was a very nice guy.
He was very nice.
He may be a monster, you know, as a character. He may be crazy with thumbtacks and all the bumps he's taken since 95, you know. But one thing I liked about him, Granny, I was the one that was responsible for getting him home. You know, it irritated me because I could have saved all those points on Delta, but you know, I didn't think about that. I thought, as a manager's mentality, he has to go home. You never put yourself above the worker, and you always help them get home or to home from a bar, or make sure they get to the venue. As a manager, whether you're villain, whether you're heel or face, you always say, I have to take care of the worker. And he's a pretty big name, so it's pretty cool. At first, Granny, he goes, no, I don't want to do that to you. And I'm thinking, well, okay, I hope he gets home. And then, you know, 5 minutes later in the car ride to NCI, he was all for it. He goes, can I just put in my name and, you know, can I do this? Can I do that? I let him because here's my mentality. What if he, you know, really want to get home and he's stuck at a hotel? He's going to be in a really bad mood. Okay?
Well, and he wasn't feeling good that day anyways. He had a cold. He wasn't feeling his best anyways. But yet he took the time to meet with the fans that were there, you know? I mean, he was very professional about the whole situation, considering how it turned out to be, you know?
And my friend at Monster Factory, Danny Cage, I consider him a friend, Granny. He is one of the, if you ever research Monster Factory, holy crap on a cracker, the names that have come from there. Sheamus, you know, I mean, he's had, I know he has a guy in NXT, I feel really bad. Let me check one of my programs that I see if I can find this kid. I know Matt Riddle was a part of said Monster Factory. And let me tell you, Granny, a lot of these kids that come through there, that come to Danny's school, they say the same thing. He is a very good teacher. He's very professional, and he will teach you what you need to know. Danny says to me, he goes, "What's the deal with Abyss? I want, you know, what was the story? What's up?" And I told him, I straight up told Danny. And by the end of the story, he goes, "Okay, now Steve Cutler." But by the end of my story, Granny, Danny goes, "Yeah, I heard about it. It's pretty bad. That's pretty bad." You know how funny that is that someone else, you know, because Abyss has worked several Monster Factory shows, and he goes, "Danny's purist. He's a professional." Because when I got to Monster Factory, I was asked about the whole situation with Sean. He goes, "I don't want to know names. I just want to know details." I said, "Danny, I know you were in a hurry, but I'll tell you the cliff notes. Basically, this dude stiffed a lot of people, a lot of fans, and he cheated them out of their money because that's just the type of promoter he is." He goes, "I will never work with said person. Thank you for the warning." So if somebody, Granny, that's well-known trainer, I mean, it's a world-famous training facility that has produced a lot of stars into Ring of Honor. I mean, this is the same group, Granny, that produced King Kong Bundy, The Godfather, The Headbangers. So for Sean to act as immature as to blocking your phone number, Kurt's, I just want to say, folks, this show may not be about politics, but don't ever get yourself crossed up with a promoter that's crooked and takes advantage of good-hearted people like Granny Hulkster. Okay? And Franchise, if you're listening to this episode, which I'm going to let you listen like I mainly do, dude, he's going to be on the show with us, Granny, in 2 weeks. So this should be a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. I love Brandon. He's an awesome guy.
And while I'm getting myself arranged, nice little apartment. While you hear a fan running, folks. Friend lives in Maryland. But Granny was trying to tell you all is, Abyss could have been home with family, and he took his time out to fly all the way to Kansas City, go to Pittsburgh, Kansas for the show. And it boggles my mind how people can still go to do his shows when, in fact, he couldn't pay the boys diddly squat. And there's a lot of workers that feel, you know, if you're a true worker, yeah, dude, no, you're not. You're full of shit. And that's, I'm going to bring this up, folks. My former co-host was kind of similar, but, you know, in the regards that, Granny, I've told you stories about the former host of this show.
Mm-hmm.
If you lie about knowing Vince McMahon, Granny and I are going to be like, okay, where's your picture proof?
Exactly.
Where's, you know, the documentation that you wrote him? And Vince, we all know, does not have time to sit down and read a 2-page handwritten letter. Okay. And to tell fans, Granny, at Access, this is embarrassing because I had to defuse the situation. We went to Access in Orlando, and I was enjoying my time, and I was motioned over to the table to go eat something, whatever. It's in a convention center. And the former co-host or former host of the show, Jake, basically sat there telling people, "Oh, he runs SmackDown Live and I run Raw." And I said, "I'm really sorry, my friend's delusional. I don't know why he's saying these things. You know, if why are we involved with the shows if we're in street clothes? That makes no fucking sense. And two, you know, it's bad, Granny. The point I'm trying to make about this, these stories are, do not lie. Do not promise people things you don't intend to keep if you don't intend to keep your promise. Because plain and simple, Granny can tell you, I can tell you to your face. You're nothing but good old-fashioned bullshitters. Yikes, I'm allergic to bullshit, Granny. I don't know about you.
Yeah, I don't care for it either, so.
Well, folks, the moral of the story is, now to get back to the center and the meat and potatoes of my podcast, The Rails Uncensored, is don't lie, and please, for the love of all that is good and decent, do not, and I repeat, if you're going to call into our show, number one, we don't care if your butt hurt because Granny and I can just laugh at you. If you're actually going to talk about wrestling with us, cool. Converse about it, talk about it, do whatever you want. But do not come on our show again and call me names. What? I'm still baffled, Granny. To being called a communist, I mean, I haven't heard that term used, and I'm not old enough to say this, but I haven't heard that term used since the 40s and 50s when it comes to using terminology. Communist? Gee, I'm such the person that owns a country. If I had that fucking money, can you help me find it, Granny? Because I'm going to look in the
front
of my car or at the bottom of my subway tracks at King's Highway. What in the fuck would possess someone to say, "Yeah, you communist, is this on?" I was about to hit the Triple H theme. Is this on? I was laughing so hard when he said, "Is this on?" My instant random thought process went to, "Wow, Triple H's old theme. Cool."
Yeah, there we go.
I mean, all right, folks, Granny and I are running on fumes. I got to get to bed because I got a 2.5, 3... Let me GPS and plot this out. Luckily, my friend who still lives in the apartment complex with Cranny in Camden Yard. Let's see here. It is Camden Yard. Holy crap, I got a long drive ahead of me. I don't drive, folks. I normally ride the train. But anyways, do not talk about politics on my show, on our show, I should say, because Granny Holster is an awesome co-host. We love her to pieces. So, you know, with that being said, folks, we're going to wrap this up. I got a 3-hour and 6-minute drive, Granny. I'm going to hit the sack. Thank you for joining me on this late night show, Granny. For those of you who don't really want to, I'm telling you. Oh, go ahead. You're very welcome. I got 3 choice words for you if you didn't like what Granny Holster and I had to say tonight on the show about charity. Forget about it. And what you going to do when Granny Holster runs wild on you? Night, folks. I'm hitting the sack. Granny, thank you.
Good night,
once
everybody.
Again.
You're welcome.